Our first guest is with us in the studio. It is Steve Pellegrini from the Portland Arms and the Alexander Arms. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Good, good. Did you come far over the road, or have you come from the Portland?
From the Portland, actually, this morning.
Okay. Oh, yeah. A long way.
Still not too far.
What's it? Not too bad. Yes. Nice early start. It's a trade delivery this morning.
So oh, okay.
Obviously, you know, us landlords don't normally get up before 10.
No.
So, you know, it's a rare treat for you all.
I was saying to Alex, are you a landlord? Is that still the term these days?
It's, I suppose, publican is the official term, because people get confused with just owning flats and stuff. So, yeah, I suppose publican sounds more grown up.
Yeah. How long have you been a publican for now?
Portland, about 15 years now, over, I think.
Time flies.
Until 16th now.
Yeah.
Mm. So, yeah, feels longer. But
and how did you get into that trade in the first place?
Sort of by accident.
Most people get into that trade by accident, don't they?
Well, I come from an IT background, which is exciting. But me and Hayley, we met sort of at Hills Road Sixth Form College. I was sort of doing the IT, and she's sort of been brought in to sort of troubleshoot the catering offer or something. She was only supposed to be there for like 6 weeks, and sort of like 15 years later, she's still here. So, but because she kind of settled here and, you know, was looking at the usual things like, oh, maybe she'll run a coffee shop or a little restaurant. And I thought, well, there's plenty of those in Cambridge. Yeah. And then just sort of stumbled upon sort of our local pub that was sort of becoming empty, and we thought, oh, you know, pubs, we've not thought about that. Hayley grew up in a pub, her mum used to run one.
So you have got some, she had an idea, at least, of what she's letting herself in for.
But then we kind of was looking, well, this is Cambridge, much like houses, you know, pubs and stuff, sort of entrance fee to get in was quite high for Cambridge, so we thought, oh, probably one of these small little pub in the out in a village somewhere, doesn't need much work, that's probably what we end up with.
Yeah.
And somehow we've got the Portland, which is completely the opposite.
And what is the history of the Portland? How long has it been a pub for? And
It's been something there since the 1800s.
Wow.
In fact, the barn building at the back, that kind of predates most of the rest of the pub, which is now part of the venue.
Yeah.
So it's been a pub there and a little hotel. And at some point they demolished the small little dumpy hotel in front. And built the Portland in this new style pub.
Yes.
For like four different bars and all sort of stuff. So, yeah. But I think we've been doing music literally on and off for decades there. We had who do we have in? Somebody at their 40th anniversary or something. They had, was it the Soft Boys?
Last year.
They released Soft Boys live at the Portland Arms.
That's
and that was the 40th anniversary and they came back. Obviously, the venue's changed a little bit since last time they played.
I remember my first visit to Portland, which wasn't all that long ago in the grand scheme of things. It was 2011, so it had been 8 years ago. And it was just before you'd started, you got the permission to do the renovations with the barn. So it was my one and only gig in that, what actually now feels like a tiny, tiny space. And it probably was a tiny, tiny space. The old gig room, which is now, what is that now? It's kind of
it's
the corridor,
part,
isn't it?
It's part corridor, part where the stage is. Yeah, it's kind of where the... Well, a lot of fond memories of that room.
It's kind of
the black hole that it was.
Yes,
it was cosy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, cosy is a good word for it. But then you obviously renovated, and the popularity of the space that you've got now is amazing. You're booked up so far in advance, generally.
Yeah, yeah. Just took my first booking for 2023, which is ridiculous. It's sad that we've lost a few venues along the way now and stuff. So
yes,
we are sort of one of the last full-time venues in that. And so to sort of checkered history, we didn't know how long, you know, the pub would actually be there, or, you know, if they was going to develop the land behind us.
Yeah, so they obviously built around you, which is student accommodation. But there was a doubt at one point that they might want to compulsory buy the land of the Portland and build on that as well.
The land behind us changed hands two or three times during the course there, and they kept trying to make bids for the actual land the Portland stood at, you know, kept making Greenkin offers, as it were. And at that time, they were sort of shredding pubs and, you know, sort of at that time. And so, us going new, kind of wide eyed, and, you know, first pub would run together, so we made a muck up of it, as it were. And, you know, it could have been, you know, an easy sell for them, but fortunately we kind of did turn it around and was concentrating on being a pub first. It needs to actually work day in and day out as well as be a venue. We've always kind of put our money mouth here, and always had ideas of making letting rooms and let's not food to that barn there and let's do this and stuff. So Greenkin kind of
the other thing
helped us along the way.
We were saying was that obviously you don't own the pub, it is owned by Greenkin, and you're effectively operating it on behalf of Greenkin. But they give you an awful lot of support and kind of let you go and do whatever you want, really, to improve the business. Don't worry, that's just a test. It's part of a regular feature of this.
So our time's up.
There we go.
Yes, I thought yeah. that's it. Sorry, spoke too long. Next one.
But yeah, they are very supportive of you, Jen. And I think that's probably kind of because you've kind of proved yourselves to them over a number of years as well, that you are capable of running a business.
We always come up with sort of harebrained ideas, and any kind of little bit of money we made, went straight back into it again, and they kind of, you know, sort of saw us both ways. Helps that Portland's always been very wet led, which means the more beer they sell, the happier they are. But yeah, as the climate's changed over the last decade, with smoking bans coming in and just increased sort of burden on that, and there isn't kind of a queue of people taking on pubs these days. You know, it used to be the sort of retired policeman or something, I'm going to retire and run a pub. Mm. No one thinks that's a good idea these days, because it is a full on 14 hours a day, 7 days a week or something. So yeah, I think their emphasis changed to sort of keeping, you know, good operators as well, and sort of letting them encourage stuff. So
yeah,
but yeah, they, you know, we kind of thwarted sort of attempts to buy the land behind us. It got close at one point because they were offered to build a new Portland as part of this new development at one point about 5 years ago, I suppose. No, a little bit longer than that, probably.
You wouldn't have wanted that, though, really, would you?
No, we kind of actively tried to discourage that. And it was a bit of a campaign in town, and that Green King got hate mail through the post and stuff.
Really?
But all that kind of disappeared. And we've got student accommodation around us, which is the least worst scenario.
Yeah, definitely.
Does that boost your trade? Do they come and buy a drink?
Not really, to be fair. I think the students have so much laid on for them in the various colleges and departments and stuff that they do treat it as somewhere just to sleep.
But as a neighbour, they're not any trouble.
No, that's it. In fact, the early days, they were having a sort of late night parties in their dorms and stuff. I mean, it was us running up doing noise complaints. it's the opposite of what you expected.
But
but basically, we kind of coexist quite well now. So, and we have a 20-year lease on the Portland. So it's history there. It's security there. It's kind of locked in now for good. And obviously, they developed through to the venue a few years back. And so they've kind of grinking all in now that it's a venue and it works well. And we had a refurb about 18 months ago or so to do tart up the bars a bit. And stuff. So, yeah, it's pretty well settled now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But running a pub in Cambridge or running a pub anywhere, you obviously, you keep, as you say, trends change and you keep having to catch up with the times, whether it's with the beer that you offer or the food that you offer or the events that you do and all these sorts of things. But you seem to, both of you, seem to be good at coming up with ideas and constantly evolving what you're doing.
We get bored easy too, so it's always nice to tinker with things. So we've extended at the Alex end of last year and stuff, and that gives us a whole new area we can do events in now.
Mm. So how long have you been, did you take on the Alex? That's
about 3.5 years ago now. So yeah, again, we're Green King, that one.
And that's a pub that needed some stability because it changed hands a lot for a very short space of time before that.
Again, a bit like the Portland, we sort of first took on. It was, you know, it's known for doing the gigs and it was, you know, had a good reputation and stuff, but it just needed a bit of, you know, sort of, stability really, and just sort of keeping on it, so.
But then, like you say, you've built that, I think it's called garden. Is it called the garden room?
Oh, it's called it. Yeah. Yes. It's kind of the room in the garden. Yeah. Into the garden room.
I don't know if everyone's been there, but it's really good.
It's nice.
It's a lovely space now. And you haven't you haven't done a summer through there yet, have you?
No, this will be the first summer. So
again, that's going to, because you can open it right out.
Yeah, we did so we didn't lose much of the garden.
Yeah.
So we've got big bifold doors that will fold back.
But it must be a real bonus for the winter now, because you've got a much bigger space.
Yeah, I mean, that pub's with its garden, that's always great during the summer months, but we had a great summer last summer,
but we can't
rely on that every year. So, but yeah, because the inside of the pub, the actual pub itself is so small, you kind of suffered during the winter months, people had been walking in on a Friday night and literally have nowhere to stand, room only, and walking away again. But then you only had about 60 people in the pub, because that's all it would hold. So. But yeah, kind of,
and you let that out now as well, for various lettings as well as
private gigs and events and stuff like that. We can't do too many bands, we do. Alex Fest will be back again this year, which is kind of, we inherited that, as it were, and that's something we're keen to keep going. Again, we can open the big doors on there and play out to the garden stuff. So yes, news of that coming soon.
Excellent, good.
There is a, Julian's given us this tip off, because there is a pub in Cambridge, or site of a famous pub in Cambridge, you probably know where I'm going with this, that's recently closed, the site of the boat race, which is the Snug on the corner of East Road. Don't fancy taking that over and bringing the boat race back, do you?
It's funny enough, you're not the first person.
I thought we might not be the first person to suggest it,
Well, we sadly had to leave the Hop Pine recently.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
now basically because they're the landlady. So again, that's not owned by Green King. So you'd think, you know, a free house as a private individual owner, that would have, you know, more flexibility there. Mm-hmm. It turned out to be anything but. It was, you know, it was more locked in and restricted there because you'd only give us 6 months or so at a time. Yeah. But since leaving there, obviously, we've been kind of inundated with offers and that. And that was one of the first things that came up. Thing is, it's, I think for nostalgic reasons, I think people want that to be back.
Yeah.
As opposed to.
Yeah.
Again, it's.
I mean,
it's
I guess there's a reason why it's closed, but it's not doing very well.
This is it. A lot of the venues we've probably lost around the country are the sort of traditional, you know, bar one end, stage the other, sort of just long dark corridor type style venues, which Boatways was. And that's great, but you know, even with Portland's now, even though we do sort of 7 nights a week and stuff, you still, the crowds, you can't guarantee you're going to have great in there. And, a thrash metal gig's not everybody's cup of tea, for instance, one night, or, you know, stuff. So if you're walking in there, think, oh, I'm just going to pop in for a casual drink.
But
you don't like that, and you can't yourself think, you
yeah,
can move
then you
on.
Haven't got a choice but to listen to that music. Yeah.
And you need to guarantee that you're going to have a good crowd in, sort of come in and, you know, pay the bills, effectively, isn't it? So I don't know. I think it's always going to be a compromise over there again, isn't it? If you could just have to rip out all the fixtures they've done again and start again from scratch.
Yeah.
And even then, it'll be a bit of a compromise, sort of half size venue, half size pub.
So you're open to suggestions, maybe not that one, but you're open to suggestions of a third pub, because I guess you were never intending on closing the Hot Bar, and circumstances kind of conspired against you that you decided that, you know, you didn't really have much of a choice.
Yeah.
So you were happy with three. So are you looking for another one, or are you quite happy with two at the moment?
We're letting the dust settle a bit at the moment. There's a couple of offers and a little project we had sort of in mind, perhaps for the end of this year, beginning of next year, that was may still be on the table. But I think at the moment we're literally just going to sort of just
go
knuckle down on
the
other two and
got,
just,
Okay, let's talk about the Portland then, and some stuff that's got you've got coming up. So it's really is one of the city's premier music venues now, particularly for the local scene. I said we were both there on Thursday last week. What else have you got coming up over the next couple of weeks or into the future?
What we've got coming up this week, so nothing tonight, unusually. We're getting early night. tomorrow we've got Jim Jones and the Righteous Minds, a sort of blues, punk, rock sort of combo. I've used the word combo.
Combo. Pop combo.
Combo.
Popular beat combo.
They've been supported by Moonstrips. Friday, if you like your indie, kind of fused with grungy undertones.
Blocks. So
got, Blocks. Female fronted. They've got Among the Citizens and APRI.
Yeah,
they sound like a good.
I can recommend Among the Citizens. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I wonder why.
Another one of mine.
Got Last Gun in Town on Saturday with Creep Show from Canada. Sunday. Oh, Sunday, because it's Easter weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
For all your normal people out there that have a full weekend off, you can enjoy these things. It's just a working week for us, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, busier than normal, I guess.
Yeah.
We've got a Super Tunes all day. Super Tunes stage from Strawberry Fair, this is. So kind of chilled electro, sort of house techno vibe going on.
Yep.
Going to have the sort of in the venue all day with the doors open to the courtyard and stuff. Possibly barbecue, whatever I'm
missing. It's meant to be good,
It's supposed to be good,
So it's all raising money for their, like I say, Super Tunes stage there. I think they're trying to get upgrade the PA this year for them and stuff.
Right,
so but yeah, they've been there all day.
Yep.
Got some of my bits coming up next week as well.
You got you still have regular things. You still have a regular comedy night on once a month?
Yes. That's not this Friday, the following Friday. Headline Steve Gibbons this month. But we always five acts on. So that's it's pretty much been a set up for a good few months in a row now that. So on Saturday, following Saturday as well, we've got a craft beer club. Starting that as well, sort of an afternoon drink tasting.
Oh, that sounds
session.
Fun, doesn't it?
Like you say, we're always trying to come up with different ideas.
Yeah,
craft beer's kind of exploded, as you know, and stuff. And we can get inundated with brewers sending us samples and, you know, when it's come and release this time. And it's kind of hard to decide, you know, for people, so it's kind of an opportunity. So it's a nice casual Saturday afternoon session where you come in, we'll have a big sample of drinks they want to try, and kind of sort of very casual on that. There'll be some tasty notes and then some nibbles and that, but it's not going to be, you know, any kind of thing too heavy. But it's basically a chance for people to give us feedback and what beers we should be stocking next. Yeah. And we hope to make that a regular thing. So.
Cool. And you mentioned Strawberry Fair. Obviously, the Portland Ballroom stage is one of the bigger stages at the Strawberry Fair, and you're very supportive of Strawberry Fair, have been for many years.
Indeed. Planning's underway for that now.
I know Mike's announced some of the... Actually, I'll be careful. I won't say anybody because I'm not sure who's been announced and who hasn't been announced. But he's got a good lineup of music there as well. And obviously, you know, it benefits because there's a bar at the other end. So people tend to gravitate wherever there's a bar. So it's always a good stage, that one at Strawberry Fair. Cool.
Yeah, it's a good day.
Thank you very much for coming in and
no problem.
Chatting to us and telling us what's coming up. Your website, portlandarms.co.uk.
That's the one.
If you want to find out all the stuff that's going on, and if you want to hire the gig space, then or the venue space, not necessarily for gigs.
Maybe for 2023.
There's a calendar on there. You have to scroll quite a long way through before you find something that's free.
Yeah, very late notice.
Yeah, you can quickly get down there tonight. You're sorted.
You're at the Alex as well, which is here on Gwydir Street, the Portland Arms. In case you don't know where it is, it's on Chesterton Road, just behind the stationery shop that's about to close down. I don't know what's going in there, but...
Yes, I'm stocking up at the moment.
Yeah. If you want your stationery, that sounds good.
Cool, thank you, Steve.